This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Dave Leonard, Ruth Byers, and David Pope from the Irish Days Committee. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the program. How are you two today?
Thank you,
Tobin. Three today.
Good.
And we are here, it's hard to believe, we're talking about the 104th celebration of the Irish Days in Farmersville. And Dave, it's hard to believe it's here.
Yeah, it is, Tobin. It seems like we just put everything away, and it's here. We're getting it out again. So, yeah, we're excited. We got a pretty good celebration set up for this year, and hoping we'll have some good crowds. Actually, we're hoping for good weather. The last 4 years, we've had at least one of our big nights get rained out or at least rained during. So it's our turn for three 80-degree sunny days.
Let's talk a little bit about Irish Days. It's June 12th through the 14th at the park in Farmersville, and you start things off on Thursday the 12th. It's the opening ceremony, and then you have Little Miss and Mr. Irish Days, and that's a good way to get the parents and grandparents out real quick, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is, Tobin. We've got six little kids. I think it's three boys and three girls this year, and yeah, it does. That always brings, you know, a lot of the families out. And, you know, just a little word, the Wagner American Legion Post comes in there, and they do a really nice job with the opening ceremony, raising of the flag, and just makes it real nice evening. And we've got the good old Silver Dollar Band in the beer tent later in the evening playing. There are three fairly local guys. They just kind of get together and acoustic guitars and vocals, and they do a real good job. They had a real nice crowd in there last year, and we were real pleased with them, and just makes for an enjoyable evening.
Okay, let's move on to Friday, because basically Thursday is basically dedicated to the Little Miss and Mister with the rides and that. So
sure.
Let's move on to Friday, and it starts off, David, with the Hillbilly Golf Tournament, and this thing has kind of taken a life of its own, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's two-person teams. They, not sure when the sign-up is.
You can walk up.
Yeah,
walk in or call in advance. I think there's a phone number.
Money's raised for, I believe, special education for Panhandle schools.
Athletic Association. Chili Cook-Off's a special ed.
I should have remembered that.
You're close.
Yeah.
It's a big event, isn't it?
Yeah.
The nice thing about it is, I've said this before, and we've talked about it before, Tobin, but the like grandma or grandpa can play with the grandchild, mm-hmm. grandson, granddaughter, to be your teammate. And that's mm-hmm. what it really makes it a nice family event. Yeah. And it's kind of an easy sport, but they have a good time at it.
Other items scheduled for Friday the 13th. That's kind of scary. You got Friday the 13th. Ooh, that's kind of
big
scary.
Thunderstorm.
Yeah, watch out. at 6 o'clock, you have your foot and bike races. So you're kind of getting a little athletic there.
Mm-hmm.
The opening remarks by both Village of Wagner and Farmersville.
Right.
You've got Let's Make a Deal. Talk with
Irish
us about
Day
that.
Version of the TV show Let's Make a Deal. And we've got a real nice evening plan. We've allotted a pretty good purse for prizes. I think Dave can probably tell you a little more about it, but I think they're looking at a big widescreen TV, and I think he had another item there.
Yeah, and that's just the Zonk, right?
Oh. Yeah. No.
Yep.
We're looking at getting like the big screen and some other big prizes, and like Dave said, we have a pretty good prize or a purse to go with this year, so we're going to have plenty of prizes, and we're going to try to fill in a good portion of the time slot that night, and I hope we can get a good crowd to come over and be entertained. I think everybody will enjoy it.
Also, that evening, you'll have the introduction of the Queen contestants.
Yes.
How many are vying for this year's title?
We have six beautiful young ladies from the Farmersville Wagner area, and we're real proud of them, and our outgoing queen, Hannah Russell, she's done a great job for us, as our other girls have in the past, and we're real proud of her and wish her the best of luck as she reluctantly, I was reading her biography from the Irish Day book that just come out to the committee members. It's not out to the public yet, but it will be soon. And she doesn't want to. She said she'd like to keep it. So, but most of the girls tell us that every year, that they have such a good time going to the other communities, the fairs and the festivals.
Musically, for Friday night, you're bringing back a popular band, Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters.
Probably one of the best bands in Central Illinois, if not the best. They're definitely one of the best. One heck of a show. I was really impressed with them. I hadn't seen them until we had them there last year, and they just they had fireworks and everything all under control. We're not going to burn the tent down or anything, but just a very talented group of guys and a young lady with them. So, yeah, we're looking real forward to them.
You better hope you don't burn the tent down.
No, that's not going to happen.
You'll need that for the next day as we move into Saturday. And, Ruth, it starts off early with the Breast Cancer Fun Run and Walk.
Yes, this is our seventh year. I can't believe this is our seventh year of our walk. And we start out at the Farmersville Old High School gym. That's where you can register on Saturday the 14th at 7 o'clock. The 5K / run walk will start at 8, and then the 1 mile run / walk will be 8:30. And if you pre-register before the 30th of May, you will be guaranteed a T-shirt, and it's only $10 per person. That includes your T-shirt. And there's a small program after the run walk, after we get all done, and I encourage everyone to stop and be kind of participating in our small program, because it's really, really special to us. We work very, very hard for the Montgomery County, for the breast cancer group, support group in Montgomery County, and we help a lot of ladies. This year, we helped over 7 ladies already this year.
Wow.
So please come out. It's a lot of fun. It's heart-touching. Mm-hmm. But please come out and join us.
Okay. Other activities for Saturday, 9 o'clock, you have a craft show out at the park. That's pretty much self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A volleyball tournament at 9:30. That's pretty much a big deal in Farmersville.
Yeah, it kind of came back. Years ago, a group started it that liked to play volleyball, obviously, and it grew real big, then kind of fell off. But now here lately, some of the younger people have brought it back, and I'm estimating there'll probably be at least 10 teams there, maybe 12. So kind of getting back to where it actually used to be.
One of the big events for Saturday starts at 10 o'clock. I think, it's registration for it, is the Chili Cook-Off. And that is a real big big event for you guys.
It's probably, I'm going to say, in its 27th year, and it's usually been a success. Weather is probably the only thing that would ever hamper it, but usually average around 20 cooks. They pay back some pretty good prize money. I think $500 is first place, plus plaques, and all the proceeds go to the special ed, the Panhandle Special Ed, and we're real proud to sponsor them and be able to do that.
And, of course, other events, you'll have an antique tractor show at 11 o'clock. There's a pedal tractor show for the kids at the park at 10 o'clock. And then the other big item for Saturday is the Irish Days Parade. And for Montgomery County, you guys started off on the parade season. You guys are one of the first to have a parade.
Yeah, that's right. We've been working. It's kind of a year-long process just trying to, come up with ideas. The theme this year, the great outdoors, so that's a pretty wide subject. I think a lot of floats can be themed to that.
You're not actually going off of the 80s movie, are you?
No, absolutely not. That was a good one, no. one of my favorites. But anyway, we're actually going to have, along with the Lincolnwood Marching Band, Morrisonville Community High School Band's going to be there. Plus, we have the pipe and drums from the Eagle organization out of Springfield. And the money we actually give them, it goes to their charity. It ought to be a really good parade, and we're looking forward to it. And I hope the sun's shining.
Then, of course, at 6:15, we've got the Queen pageant. So we'll crown a new queen that night.
Yes, our Queen Committee kind of takes over the stage there Saturday evening, and the whole evening's about the pageant, and we finalize it up, obviously, with the crowning of Miss Irish Days, but also Citizen of the Year will be announced that evening right before the coronation.
Ruth, you wanted to...
Yes, I forgot to give my phone number in case okay. they wanted to reach me for any questions about our walk. And my number is 227-4567. Or you can call Alicia Grossenheider, and hers is 324-3171. Because we have forms around the bank. But if you cannot receive one, just give us a call. We'll make sure that you get one.
And of course... you think of Irish Days, you think of rides. You guys always have good rides out at the park. And
yes, we do. Yeah, our carnival, Big M Amusements, has been coming for, this is either their 29th or 30th year. I've lost track, but Mrs. Merriman, Mother Merriman, will be telling us that she keeps track every year. So,
and, of course, Irish Days is known for its food, too, and there'll be plenty of that around.
I'll let Dave tell you. He's actually in charge of the Irish Day food tent. He's one of the co-chairmen that takes care of it. So I'll let him run through the menu that you can find in the park. But it is good homemade food.
We have butterfly pork chops and pork barbecue. I believe we have poli sausages, ribeyes, french fries, onion rings. And then, of course, we always got the famous Casey's fish. Walleye fish and
Dave Hobson's secret batter recipe.
Secret batter. Yes, it is. Come for miles to eat it.
He's like Sam the candy man that used to be at the fair. He's going to take the recipe to his grave.
Sure will.
So we'll be done selling fish.
Yep.
And this is real fish. This isn't the fish squares,
no, this
right?
Is he gets it, and it's pollock and yep. walleye. And
yep.
Unbelievable. Yep.
Breads it himself. And like I said, he mixes up the seasonings himself and... He's the only one who knows how to make it. So
that's incredible.
And does a great job.
Yes,
they we typically open at 5 o'clock on Thursday evening, but by 4:30 there'll be a line at the fish tent.
Unreal, and it's hard to believe the 104th Irish Day celebration is right around the corner. It's June 12th through the 14th in Farmersville. And ladies and gentlemen, I thank you so much for your time. Best of luck on this year's endeavor, and let's do it again next year, shall we?
Okay. Well, thanks for having us, Toby.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Dave Leonard, David Pope, and Ruth Byers for the Irish Days Committee. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.